Cold Lake. At the last regular City of Cold Lake Council meeting, Council once again discussed amending the city's smoking bylaw to accommodate indigenous ceremonial practices. Christy Isert, the general manager of corporate services for the City of Cold Lake, started the presentation, emphasizing the need to align municipal regulations with provincial legislation regarding the use of smoke products used in indigenous ceremonies. Isert began by recapping discussions from the March 19 Corporate Priorities Committee meeting, where members were briefed on the existing smoking bylaw and exemptions provided under provincial law. The proposed amendment, Bylaw 835/24, was introduced with a focus on allowing smoking for indigenous ceremonial purposes within the city limits. Detailing the specifics of the proposed amendment, Isert underscored the incorporation of definitions for ceremonial practices such as smudging and traditional pipe ceremonies, alongside an exemption clause for indigenous individuals taking part in such activities. Definitions for smudging and traditional pipe ceremonies would be included into the bylaw, as well as an exemption, which would state that the rights of indigenous people respecting traditional indigenous spiritual or cultural practices of ceremony are exempt from the bylaw and include such practices as the traditional pipe ceremony or smudging, Isert elaborated. Isert emphasized that the exemption would only extend to active participants in the ceremonies, excluding spectators or onlookers. Addressing procedural requirements for utilizing the exemption, Isert outlined the necessity of providing written notice to the Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, or designated personnel at least 24 hours in advance. At least 24 hours prior to the use of smoke under the exemption, the written request would be provided to the SAO or designate who would confirm the specific location was appropriate for use, to permit time to notify other users of the facility, disable smoke detectors, sprinklers and/or ventilation systems, and provide access to a fire extinguisher, if required, Isert detailed. Isert suggested to Council the possibility of holding a public hearing before finalizing the bylaw. Following Isert's presentation, Councilor Chris Vining raised questions about the necessity of a public hearing for the proposed amendment. "I'm just questioning whether or not we need a public hearing on this," Vining pondered. Expressing his view on the matter, Vining suggested that the existing provisions adequately address the concerns, minimizing the need for a public hearing. "I think the bylaw lays it out fairly clearly," Vining stated, adding the bylaw includes notice being given. In further deliberations, Vining proposed moving forward with the first reading of the amendment, indicating a willingness to revisit the matter for subsequent readings as needed. Vining made a motion for the first hearing of the bylaw, which was passed. The bylaw will be brought back to a future meeting for second and third readings.